Don't forget, you can call or text anytime into a hotline, 402-951-1620.
Yep.
It's a hotline.
It is indeed.
It sure is.
Or the Equitable Bank inbox. At Equitable, we take banking personally, answer the phone on the first ring. John at 1620thezone.com, Josh at 1620thezone.com. That's where you can also send some dumb debates or use the hashtag dumb debates on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC 1620. Chiefs fans are preemptively triggered.
No way.
The referee for Super Bowl 57.
No. They're doing a. Wait a second.
Is Rihanna the referee too?
Has been selected.
They're mad about the. They're not even in that game yet.
Carl Cheffers, which means Warren Sharp is now also mad because he was the one that he went on the whole.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? There's a referee, folks.
Yeah.
So why does Carl make Chiefs fans mad?
Well, Carl Cheffers, who this will be his third Super Bowl in the last 8 years. He did 51. Which was 51 Falcons, the Falcons choke job?
Yes.
And 55, in which the Chiefs were flagged for 120 yards in penalties.
Against the Bucks?
Against the Tampa Bucks.
Well, they lost by like 30, so I don't think you can cry about the refs.
They did, but...
Wait, why are they crying about the Falcons loss? What is that?
No. They're crying about the fact that Carl Cheffers flagged the Chiefs 11 times for 120 yards. They are blaming him for...
You know the world that I live in with my NFL team? I mean, first of all, they always let me down, so I kind of start there. That's my beginning. I try not to learn their names because I just figure there's going to be bad calls in every game. There's going to be good calls in every game.
You know what we didn't have a lot of?
Bad calls?
This last weekend, we didn't have a lot of bad calls.
No.
I thought Cowboys... 49ers was pretty well officiated.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember.
I don't remember like any game. Horrible calls in the games this weekend.
Not at all. No, you want to hear some tweets? Here's some tweets. At Lance the Spoken. So do the Chiefs get two Lombardi trophies when they beat the NFC champion and Carl Cheffers?
Wow.
At the Goat Mahomes.
Is that Stibbs' account?
Yes. It doesn't even matter if the Chiefs win on Sunday. They will lose the Super Bowl with Cheffers as a referee. Let's see.
Or because they play a really good team for the NFC.
This little lady J.
Nice.
Let's hope he learned his lesson from the last time he officiated a Chiefs game with the eye roll kind of.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a threat.
What's the emoji where the eyes are looking up and the mouth is turned to the side?
Like an eye roll emoji is what I would call
just
that.
An eye roll.
Yeah okay.
We'll slanty mouth emoji.
At JP Brademeyer says, oh, God, no, please, God, no. How? What have you done?
Wow.
They really don't like this guy.
No.
It's going to be a tough look for all these fans if they lose to Cincinnati this weekend.
What's going to happen if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl?
Then they'll be like, we beat the refs, too. That's okay. What they'll do.
Well, I didn't know how those gymnastics were going
to work. At Vivanueva says, the NFL wants the Chiefs to lose. Wow.
Can we stop this? Now I'm getting mad again. I want to go to dumb debates. You're making me mad again. God.
Well, speaking of making people mad, Eli Apple.
Oh.
We mentioned this earlier with Mitch. Eli Apple has really ticked off the Bills. Now, yes, he was very mouthy and was taunting. I believe it was Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and Diggs was pissed. We talked about it yesterday in content.
But he also tweeted...
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. I Googled Eli Apple, and the first few headlines aren't good.
Cancun on three. So he's making fun of the Bills' next play is going to be Cancun on three. Is after going on vacation.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
he
attached an emoji.
Yes, it's a very specific emoji.
The emoji is the using your two hands to form a heart symbol.
Oh, God.
Which is... the symbol that has been adopted by one DeMar Hamlin, who used it before he was injured.
Yes,
become his thing. Kind of like when Mike Utley, who was the Lions lineman who got paralyzed, he had the thumbs up coming off the field,
mm-hmm.
and that became kind of his thing. It was the thumbs up, Mike Utley. Well, this DeMar Hamlin, the two hands making a heart symbol.
Then when they showed him, now you could barely see him because of the snow, but when they showed him on Sunday, that's what he did.
And so the Bills Shaq Lawson responded, "That bleep get you beat up on the field."
Mm.
The Bills are very triggered. Apple insists, "No, I wasn't disrespecting."
Yeah, he said, "Never would I make light of that scary, unfortunate
scene."
So
why would you use that emoji?
Yeah, I don't buy him.
There's a million emojis.
There are.
Ask Matt Rhule.
Oh,
he uses all of them.
He knows about the emojis. 100.
100. But no one committed. No one committed.
Yeah, Nick.
You could have used any emoji. Why did you
100.
Use that one?
I think I know why.
Because he was trolling.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting a reaction.
Wow.
And speaking of getting a reaction, we didn't get a chance to get
Big
to
Red?
This yesterday, but I figured we need to brighten up Josh's mood because he's been in such a bad spirit. He wasn't in this kind of mood when his team lost. But the Cowboys' official Twitter account after the game, when they put up their link to the article on their website, tweeted the link to the article with the tweet, "Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers. In a matchup, the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds." That sounds like a tweet from a columnist, Skip Bayless.
A local paper. No, not even Skip. I just say a local paper. That is how I think a normal writer would kind of describe the game.
That's the official Cowboy website.
Wait, so why are we being critical? Because they were honest, finally. We see some honesty from our nation's Twitter accounts.
That they dumped on their quarterback.
I don't think they dumped on him. I think that they described the action on the football
field. They threw Dak under a bus.
They threw Dak under the bus.
I appreciate this from the Dallas Cowboys that they admit when they
fail. How many times do you go to Cowboys.com to get your official Cowboy news?
Literally never.
Why?
Because it's a bunch of homers. Why would I?
Ah, a bunch of homers. This opposite of homer. They're trying to take Dak Prescott out at the knees. They did more to Dak Prescott here than the turf did at Texas Stadium 2 years ago when he broke his leg.
Jeez,
they threw him under time traveling Jerry's machine.
Yes.
Well, maybe time traveling Jerry's going to cut him.
The Miami Heat last night beat the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, by 3 points and ruined my bet of the day.
That sucks.
Yeah,
the tweet from the Heat read as follows. "The Celtics gave away the ball 17 times in the narrow loss to the Heat. In a matchup, the Celtics had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds."
That's pretty good.
Is my friend, Mr. Buck, do we still have the Jack Buck drop?
Nick doesn't even know what you're talking about.
We haven't
go to the main
this.
Page, Nick.
Do we still have this? Because if there was ever...
It's an alphabetical order, Nick. Always
main. Main page, M-A-I-N... Oh, please say it's still here, because it's one of my favorites. I don't break it out very often. There it is. Very bottom right
bottom
corner.
Right.
The very bottom quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, Miami Heat, give me a Jack Buck, please.
Pardon me while I stand up and applaud.
Well played. Thanks a lot, Celtics.
That's pretty good. Do you honestly defend the Cowboys' Twitter account?
No, no, okay, I don't care.
All right.
No, look.
I was just double checking.
Everything sucks. Do you think I care? I'm not going to use my brain power to get mad about that tweet. I'm mad that they lost, not that the...
Well, that's because you've used up all your mad brain power today on SIP.
Again, I came into work in a good mood. I had a great lunch, some awesome salt and vinegar chips. I found a new brand in town.
I thought you said you went to that cult restaurant down the street.
No. I've been trying to not go out as much. I had a hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh, you had salt and vinegar? No wonder you were...
Salt and vinegar chips are good, John.
Yeah, they're the goat.
They're so
good.
Well,
speaking of that, Dumb Debates is next. People who think salt and vinegar tastes good are dumb.
Wow.
No you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no you.
No you?
No you.
You.
No you.
No you.
I know you.
I'm still laughing, by the way, at us saying main page and Nick being like, okay, where is M? Let me look. M.
I forget it's an alphabetical order in my head.
Every
it was
time
like,
it's
just,
an alphabetical order.
I'm just
order.
Glad that drop
no,
is still
I know.
I'm just glad I didn't lose my.
In my head,
drop.
It's like main page should be at the top. That makes sense, but it's an alphabetical order.
Alphabetical
so
order.
All right, coming up next is Dumb Debates on 1620 The Zone. Woodhouse Chevy in Missouri Valley is the place to go for all your vehicle needs. You can check out their entire inventory right there at their beautiful showroom, just off I-29 north of town on exit 75, or shop their inventory online at woodhousegm.com. equitablebank.com. You can find the perfect car, truck, or SUV in their new or certified pre-owned inventory. Get the Woodhouse difference, either in person or online. How? Well, easy. You can engage in an online chat with their knowledgeable, friendly sales staff online. You can schedule a test drive at your convenience online. You can value your trade online. You can also check out everything that they offer, including price offers, specials, and more online. WoodhouseGM.com. So whether you're looking for a sporty Camaro or the family-friendly Blazer, SUV, the Equinox, the all-new Equinox, or a brand-new Silverado, check it out online, WoodhouseGM.com, or visit their showroom in Missouri Valley, just off I-29, exit 75. Find new roads to Woodhouse Chevy in Missouri Valley or WoodhouseGM.com.